A few months ago, Diane and I had a very busy weekend. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We celebrated the baptism of a niece's son. We celebrated the lives of a husband and wife who had died only hours apart. And we celebrated our mutual birthday. We were both born on February 23rd. With four other couples that share the same birthday weekend, it's an annual tradition for over 20 years now. We celebrated three completely different events in just over 24 hours. One was the happy celebration of new life in baptism. One was the very sad celebration of the lives and passing of two cherished friends. And one was the marking of time with a birthday dinner. As Christians, especially Catholics, we celebrate many things: births, deaths, marriages, baptisms, the Eucharist, Mass, and the lives of the saints. It reminded me of a book by Matthew Kelly, Rediscovering Catholicism. In it, he has a chapter entitled, "We Become What We Celebrate," and it's true. What we celebrate as a culture is what we become. And what are we celebrating? We celebrate the bad behavior of Hollywood celebrities, the selfish, self-centered, spoiled lives of the housewives of New York. We celebrate lifestyles and attitudes that would be unheard of 50 years ago. And somehow we call it progress. Do you ever wonder what atheists and agnostics celebrate? It seems to me they like to steal Christian holidays and make them their own secular ones. Christmas to them becomes trees, twinkle lights, and gift exchanges. Easter becomes bunnies and chocolate. Birthdays are just time markers, and deaths are merely the final moment before we become worm food. How sad is that? Where is their reason for hope? What is at the center of their celebrations? For we Christians, forgiveness, redemption, and salvation give us a reason for hope. Christmas is the birth of our Savior. Easter celebrates Jesus dying for our sins. Baptism and marriage are the Christian celebrations of initiation and God joining together a committed couple. Why then is Christianity under fire? Why are there fewer and fewer people in the pews on Sunday? Have we failed to make our faith attractive to the people who are being bombarded with these anti-life messages? How do we get our message across? As Matthew Kelly writes, the best way to defend life is to celebrate life. And the best way to defend our faith is to celebrate our faith. We must live our lives to the fullest, never wasting time with things that don't bring us closer to God and one another. And we need to live the faith more fully every day, becoming the best version of ourselves that we can be. Remember, we become what we celebrate. This is Tony Agnese.